The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
So.
So.
You know what I was just thinking?
What?
I was thinking that we should have... This is nothing.
No, here's what I was thinking. What a good start to an episode.
I know. This is a great start to an episode because here's what I'm thinking, and it's nothing. That we should have, for Chatterbox episodes, we should have like a super... I know we just heard a theme song. We should have a super high energetic... Like, in my mind, it was the basketball song. Yeah, we should have one of those. Or, like, a news bulletin, like, for nothing. For us being like, here we are.
All right, I'm in. Adel, you in?
I'm in.
We're doing it. Text Arnie right now. I fucking dare you. Let's start this episode with a game of truth or dare.
Oh,
JPC,
I dare you
to text our friend Arnie and give him work to do.
Do you think what I should text him is, hey, Arnie, we want a theme song and just send him the Tim Robinson sketch of the basketball from SNL, just being something like this that's not this.
Yeah, for Chatterbox.
Yeah, for Chatterbox.
Well, maybe we'll text back.
The music is John Tesh.
It is. It's the Tesh. Do you think we could get Tesh? Is he still alive?
I think he is still alive. I think he faded into obscurity.
Here's what my brain did.
Says a local podcaster.
Local? Hey, to me. We're both local to each other. Aaron's local to herself. Yeah.
Sorry, loco podcaster.
I'm giving myself a hug.
Four loco. Three loco, which is what we are. Well, my mind went to, is Tesh still alive? And then, is Tesh a COVID guy? Like, is he like one of these COVID freak guys?
Oh, no.
Like...
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. And
I'm Googling it.
And I will not Google it, because I do not want to know what John Tesh is up to.
Chatterbox. Chatterbox. Hi, we're just talking about nothing. Hey, everybody.
Go ahead. We should. The most Midwestern start to a show.
No, it stays.
We should, at some point, not the NBA theme, but we should take something like Cliffs of Dover, or what's that?
Is that a song or a place?
Cliffs of Dover is a song.
Okay.
Or there's, what's that song that's like, brr, 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 brr. It's like Baker
Careless
Street?
Whisper? No.
Baker Street.
Yeah,
is
Baker
that right?
Street.
We should take one of those, and for an episode, we should try and figure out lyrics to it.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, I like that.
So like with Baker Street, with that sax solo, we figure out like what lyrics go throughout the whole song and kind of... Kind of do our own little sketch.
Yeah.
Can we do the final countdown?
Yeah, well,
I know that there's lyrics later, but I want to do the non-lyric part of the final countdown. Does that make sense?
What about like things like, who's the guy who did Indiana Jones and Star Wars? John Williams, right? His music doesn't have lyrics, right?
No.
Yeah. We could do a whole episode where we just write lyrics to
I am horny and I'm here. Look for treasure. And there's a adversaries. There's a big rock, and it's rolling.
To kiss my sister.
Right, I love you, I know. This is fun.
Okay, this is fun.
Okay.
So you started with, I'm horny and I'm here. I just have so much faith in you now. Like you could bring me a whole packet, and then you would start with that. I go, you've got the job, kid. Go unpack your desk right now. You stay.
My own desk. Let me put this together. Okay.
I think I could also do a fair shake at doing that to the music from Final Fantasy franchises. And I think that would be entertaining to maybe 12 listeners. Maybe conservatively 12 listeners. So.
Well, how common do you think that is? Because I think it's probably pretty common. If people are playing a video game for, I don't know, a million hours.
Yeah.
Do they start writing fun fake lyrics to the song that's playing? I'm sure people have.
I feel like when I was maybe 10 or so, I feel like I remember playing Mario and being like, this is fun. I'm having a blast with my sister. We're playing the brothers game.
Yep.
Feel like I would do that, but just in short bursts and not like a full, let me make this good.
You weren't sitting down at your fucking piano like Mozart and just being like, I have something here.
And by piano, you mean Yak Back? or playing it into my Teddy Ruxpin and then hitting, making it sing back to me.
Oh, classic ref. Classic ref. What the fuck is that? Dennis Leary? Because that is a classic ref.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox number...
Number five.
Without looking, I don't know.
Me neither. I'm here with your friends, Adel Refry. And
Refry?
Refried beans.
Oh. I'll
Adel Refry.
Refried
beans. Excuse me, all my teeth are falling out of my mouth at once. Adel Refry and JPC.
I had a friend who texted me a couple weeks ago, and they said, do you remember that bit that you used to do where you would order something at a Mexican restaurant and say no bueno and then explain to the table that that meant without beans? And I said, oh yeah, I remember that bit. And he goes, I think about that once a week.
JPC, it seems like your friends have the power to go up to you and then say, do you remember that time? And then they can make up any chaos.
That's
bullshit,
true.
And
that's
then you'd
true.
Have to go, I have to technically agree with you because I don't remember.
Right. Yeah.
I did just spend some time with Aaron and Adel, and Aaron in person. And Aaron did show me at one point a notes app on her phone with things that I had said on it. And I said, oh, no.
Please hold.
Someone's writing this stuff down. That's not good.
I was going to save this for a main feed, but it's too fun not to do it now.
Whoopsie. This is what we get for recording the Patreon first.
I also, while she's looking that up, I also, during that trip, gave Aaron a... Untitled Goose Game list of to-do. Did you do any
it.
Of those? You
I packed it. It. Okay. I'm going to frame it and put it by my
another
desk
because
I packed
time.
It. There, it's very funny. I could also run and grab it and read it. So JPC said something, and I'm like, let me set the scene. We are...
I don't remember.
Celebrating our dear friend Adel. We're at a gorgeous Tennessee mansion that looks like Disney made it in some ways. It's so perfect.
This yeah, is for my bachelor party.
It also definitely looked like Disney made it in some other ways.
So you agree.
I won't go into. Yeah, Disney
so you agree.
Had a hand.
So we are all sitting there, and there's a long table, and I'm at one end of it, and I'm not really in the conversation that he's in, but JPC said something that was so
smart
JPC.
Smart to give yourself that distance.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot.
Wish I would have done that. Wish I would have had that foresight.
He said something that was so JPC that it almost felt like someone was doing a perfect impression of JPC. Does that make sense?
I think that makes sense.
So universally JPC.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, I'm not really in this conversation. He said this and then he looked me dead in the eye.
Whoops.
And it broke me. It made me laugh so hard and I said, you need to write this down. All right, hold on. If you're in porn, it doesn't mean you're automatically a porn star. If that was true, I went to high school with 3 porn stars.
Which is
pretty great.
Yeah, which is true.
Which is technically legally true.
I read him the notes app, and then I had to write down what his reaction to my note
was. Oh, I don't remember this.
You said, I said it, so crap.
That's a great response to anything.
And then you said, I'll do the train whistle, Jerry. Another thing. Matt Young and I watched him do a train whistle and Jerry Seinfeld had a baby impression. It's no one will ever be able to do it justice again. But you did say, I'll do the train whistle, Jerry Seinfeld, and we'll see who gets the last laugh.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Whenever you feel inspired this episode.
Yeah. To be fair, I was trying to do a Jerry Seinfeld, but the impression was so bad. I had to add that. It was an impression of Jerry Seinfeld if he had a train whistle.
Oh my god!
Choo choo! What's the choo choo?
Did you guys hear?
I feel like there are several moments. I'd say this is my top 10 moments of the bachelor party weekend. Was Aaron after our first meal, which I think was like Thursday night? We have this big meal and it's delicious, and then we put all our dishes away, and Aaron starts doing the dishes. And
true.
I was like,
oh, this is
I was
so
like,
funny.
Aaron, stop doing the dishes. She's like, no, 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 I got it. And I'm like trying to pull a plate out of her hand. I'm like, do you realize how bad this looks? That you're
you said the optics.
The one woman at the bachelor party is doing all the dishes. And you're like, please, I want to. And I go, no, the optics are bad. And while I'm arguing with her, someone else at the bachelor party, I'm not going to say their name, but we'll say Matt Y. He's looking at Aaron putting the dishes on a drying rack. And as I'm fighting with Aaron to stop doing the dishes because it looks bad, she's doing
it. Let's call him Shusador.
Let's call him M. Young. He unknowingly is looking at the drying rack and he goes,
"Well, no, no, no. What? He's not looking at a drying rack. What? I'm gonna help our friend out." Because what he's looking at is a dishwasher that I've never seen before.
That's right.
The bottom pulls out where you can put dishes. The top pulls out where you can put like cups and bowls. But the very top above that is this very narrow rack where you can just put all the silverware, lay all the silverware across. I've never seen that in a dishwasher.
I have one of those. It's for like spatulas and tongs and stuff.
He had never seen one before.
Sorry. So he's looking at the dishwasher rack. My apologies. And which is a half an inch in front of Aaron. And so he's looking right at Aaron a little bit down from her face. And he looks at that thing and he goes, I've never seen a rack like that. And I think I said, whoa.
Adel jumped on it so fast. It was, I swear to God, it was faster than the speed of light. He processed how funny that was so quickly and went, whoa, Matt. But you can't talk to her like that.
I think it took him 3 seconds to realize what he said. And then he turned like beet red and we're all laughing. And I think
he was him and I were dying. I was also like, this is so funny that it was you, Matt, because 100 women,
top 100 answers on the board.
Yeah, 100 women surveyed, top 100 answers on the board. Who's the nicest guy at this party who would never say anything weird to me? All 100 answers
it's
are Matt
Young.
Young.
Yes.
It's all, everyone is, he's, and it's so funny that I was like, dude, it could have been, anywhere in the world tonight. You could have been anyone else who said it. And I'm so sorry it was you, pal. But that's not even the best part of the story. You run over to me, you're pulling a dish out of my hand, going, Aaron, the optics. And then I'm not saying who it is. Let's call him Shmee Shmee Shmee. JPZ.
Oh, no.
Made
from
a
Hook,
beeline.
JP Shmee.
He went from one side of the room to the other, grabbed a dish out of my hand and said, Aaron, the optics. And I went, you both said the word optics to me.
Yeah, and we hadn't heard each other, I don't believe.
You hadn't heard each other. We were worried.
I think that we were both pretty concerned with the optics.
We also, as Aaron and I were on the, we weren't on the same flight, but we left from the airport to the cabin together with another friend. And as we're walking from the airport.
Wait, Adel, can I just say something about that really quick? So I was like, had a long travel day and was feeling a little bit, I'm just like not in a great place right now, feeling a little down. And you walked up to me and from like the second I saw you and Brett, I feel like I did not stop crying laughing for 3 hours. Like, I've never had a phenomenon like that happen to me in my life, where I went from feeling so sad to immediately like having to stop walking. I'm laughing so hard. So I just wanted to compliment you on how happy.
Thank
you.
I felt similar. Like, I felt like just that night was just a blast with just the three of us. So as we're walking from the airport to go get the car, Erin has her luggage, and I can't remember what was said beforehand, but Erin just stops dead in her tracks with her suitcase, and she goes, "Wait, am I the stripper?" Because we were talking about, I accidentally made a double entendre
about meat. And then Brett was like, you cannot say stuff like that when you're the only woman here this weekend. Yeah. And then I went, oh my God, I'm really putting two and two together here. Am I the stripper?
Doubled over crying laughing just by Aaron stopping and saying, am I the stripper?
It's the hardest I've ever made you laugh. I've committed it to memory forever. It's like I wish I could bottle up that laugh and put it in my heart, in my brain, because it made me so happy.
And your heart and brain are famously in the same spot. Your throat.
Qua? I say qua because my heart and my brain are in this.
Qua? I have a question. Do you think that the team that designed that dishwasher had a conversation about putting like a brand new rack that no one's ever seen before in the dishwasher like that? They're like, surely we can't do this because it's going to lead to someone saying a comment about the rack and it's just going to be misinterpreted. I feel like that dishwasher should come with a warning.
Yeah. I bet they were, someone in the meeting was like, what are the chances of it happening to the nicest guy in the party, huh? The chances are so low. It's probably going to be a dickhead at his like sister's house. Like, it's not going to be a good guy.
Yeah, that's true. It's going to be a dickhead at his sister's house being like, well, can you believe my sister's rack? My brother's a lucky guy. You know, like that.
No, I just mean his dishes are going to be clean.
Yeah.
Adel, now that we're talking about it, did you have fun?
It was truly the perfect weekend. I had originally wanted to go to New Orleans, but I have 10 people in my groom's party, in my wedding party. And so I was like, that's going to be a nightmare to go up to a bar and be like, 10 people or restaurant stuff, or I don't know. And with COVID and everything. So I'm so happy that this cabin/lake house worked out. And it was just like, us 10 sitting around playing games, playing video games, board games, card games, watching funny YouTube videos, staring up at the night sky over campfire. It was truly just perfect. And JPC brought milk cake, which
and
is my favorite cake in the world.
Milk cake balls that were so good.
Just incredibly thoughtful, incredibly kind of you to do. It was just perfect from head to toe.
I gotta say, I've been doing pretty well with the food that I'm eating, and the amount of junk that I put into my body over the last 3 days that we were there was incredible. I had a pit in my stomach that I was like, this is a lump of hard sugar. This is a lump of hard sugar that is in the bottom of my stomach.
Well, you were swallowing rock candy like crazy.
Yeah, you were.
Oh yeah, I was going nuts. I clawed a bag of candy corn out of Aaron's hand.
You said the optics.
You were talking about it. And like not feeling so well from all the sugar you were eating on Saturday morning. And I was like, are you okay, bud? And you deadpan said, I'm scared of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't trust myself. I am sick already and I know myself and I'm going to keep eating so much that I'm sick.
Stopping eating sugar does absolutely fucking nothing because you're never going to stop forever. And it just makes the time that you do have it a million times worse. Instead of being like, oh, I have a stomach ache, you're like, I need to go to the hospital right now.
Because I'm a sick little boy.
And I need them to put me down. I need to go to the hospital and say, give me enough drugs for me to go to sleep forever.
I'll real quick say also, little plug, Stop Eating Sugar is my favorite Talking Heads album.
Oh my God.
I also love, I think it was Friday morning or Saturday morning, JPC and our friend Rob were in the kitchen and it was like 11 a.m. And Rob was like zipping and zapping around. I was like, how's it going, buddy? He's like, good, 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 good. I'm like, how many coffees have you had? I'm like, four. And I think I talked to JPC and you had three or something. You two consume more coffee than anyone I've ever met.
Yeah. There's a little coffee brigade for the first half of the day every day that everyone, I was like, everyone is really on the up and up.
Climbing
maybe
it's
beer time so we can balance this out, everybody.
Hanging out with Rob, I did get a very a clear picture that we were a very similar guy where we were like, what do you like to do in the morning? We're like, well, I wake up as early as possible, drink five cups of coffee and work out. And I was like, cool, cool, cool. Exactly.
Two guys in different fonts. Two guys in different fonts. You like what you like. You're a little mysterious.
Well, speaking of coffee and caffeine and being a little jittery, this is a chatterbox.
Yeah, that's what we have been doing.
We have been chatting.
Distinctly, we have been chatting.
Yes, and this could be an all bachelor party episode, but I would feel bad if I made this all about me.
No, we don't need to keep talking about it if you don't want to talk about it anymore. But I laughed so hard. It is crazy that you have that many funny people in your life. It is a little selfish.
It's almost annoying.
Hold on, it's turning for me in my head.
I have a soft pivot.
Yeah.
Because at Adel's bachelor party, one thing that he asked everyone to do was bring like a party game or like a big group game that we could play. And we played a lot of them. Do you guys have any standout favorites of like games that played either before? Maybe you've played it before, but you played it there and you were like, oh, this one's going into my rotation. I enjoy this game.
And forgive me if I don't remember some of the titles.
Okay, well, if you don't remember the title, Aaron, I think we can talk through it and we might remember it, but yeah. So I can start too because it was one of the last games that we played, but I thought it was delightful. I had a really fun time playing it, and it was Skull. Mm-hmm. And it's the game where just basically, it's kind of like bullshit where you have little three or four little tiles in front of you. One has a skull and three have flowers, and you're just putting them down face down and then challenging people to see how many flowers they can turn up without hitting a skull. Very fun game. Very simple. Yeah. The rounds were very fast, and I had a blast playing. I don't think I won. I think Aaron won maybe three times.
Aaron won back to back.
Yeah, I will say she was like, I retire.
Something happened to me. My eyes got all crazy. I didn't blink for a while.
That's true.
I will say when Arnie, so this is a game Arnie brought. We'll call him Arnie N. And when he took it out, and it kind of looked like everyone had four coasters, like there's nothing on them except for flowers or like design. I was like, this is going to suck. And then as we started playing, I'm like, this is fantastic. It's so simple, yet so complex in terms of like reading people or timing or, you know, bullshitting yourself or others. It was really fantastic. I will say my favorites were, I brought my favorite game, which is the New Yorker caption game. I just think that game is so fun. So
now,
I really enjoyed that.
Adel, I got to ask you.
Yes.
Based off our experience at the cabin, is that still your favorite game? Because here's my thing. Yeah. I thought when you introduced the game, I was like, I'm going to love this game. Then I watched Brett Lyons win every single round of that game, and I said, this game sucks. I hate this game.
But guess who won when he was the judge?
Was that
Guess
you, Aaron?
Who the winner loved the most? Yes, it could have been me. It was my only win. I need to cling to it.
Aaron, hold on. First of all, that just means that you said something that Brett found funny. That's
they
not
don't know
good.
Brett. The listeners don't know Brett. Yeah, they could
true.
Think that that's impressive.
True. They could think that's
Here's
a good
what
thing.
I'll say is I know Brett's sense of humor inside and out. Every single time I could tell which one was Brett's, so I would avoid voting for it because when it was my turn, because he just shouldn't win.
He shouldn't win.
He's too funny and he knows it, and so he should be taken down a peg. That's my feeling.
That's a very fun game. It's just blank New Yorker cartoons, and then you have to write what you think the caption and vote on the funniest one.
Yes. And then sorry.
I just wanted to say something about that game. Two things. So one is I used to submit most weeks in high school.
To the New Yorker?
Yeah. So there's a box in my house of all the 17-year-old earned captions.
Oh, we got to find that box.
I know, I have to find it.
Oh, got to find that box.
That's fun.
And then the other thing I was going to say is I've been getting migraines again for the first time in 8 years. And so I get light sensitivity. So I'd have to keep leaving for random 30-minute blocks. And I came back to the table when we were playing that game. And I was like, you are a brave little toaster to be in a migraine headache and to be sitting down with 10 of the funniest people who make their money from being funny. And to sit down and jump into this game second round in. I was like, great. No, this is good. This is not. I'm not a coward. I'm happy to sit down and spell stuff wrong here.
The other game that I.
Well, before you go to that, I want to talk about the New Yorker game. Because the thing I was thinking about that game, one of the things that it's fine. It's the nature of the game. But everybody has a minute to write down something funny for a New Yorker caption. The thing I don't love about group games like that, where you have to, it is anonymous, so you don't know whose joke you're reading. But when you're reading jokes and then one doesn't get a laugh or something like that, it just kind of feels like, oh man, why are we doing this to ourselves? We're funny people. We all know we're funny. We like that we're funny.
Yeah.
But it feels weird to just be like, no, that joke sucked. And it's I didn't even, if I could have read, don't read this, I would have put that on the thing. I'm like, this is bad. I didn't have time to think of anything for it. Just don't read it.
And when you're the reader, you want to be like, you all did so good. I'm so sorry. I'm messing up your joke.
There is a bit of a writer's room energy to it where it's just like, and also the person reading everyone's. So one person reads everyone's content so that you can't tell who wrote what. And there's several times where I feel like I had a joke where as Brett wrote it, he went into a 1 minute coughing fit and then picked back up. And I was like, well, mine's not winning. And there's just a few times where there's people couldn't read handwriting or whatever. And so it is funny to see something that's legit funny just get slaughtered by mispronunciation or not being able to read it. It's very funny.
I think what we could have done to make that game a little more fun is just elect whoever we thought had the best timing or the best
or
enunciation. Cold reader. And elect them all-time reader so we never had to worry about that, because it was very funny to have someone just mispronounce a word and your whole fucking joke is shot.
When Joey was the reader, I underlined one word 50 times and he skipped it. The first time he read it, Joey skipped it. I was like, I would have fucking won!
He also, Joey had one where he goes to read it and he goes, Joey, don't read this part. Yeah. And it was it was so funny of he read it and then he goes, oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, what was your next game, Adel?
Oh, and then the second one I'd recommend was part of Arnie N also brought all the Jackbox party packs.
Oh yeah.
And I hadn't played the last two maybe party packs, and there was a game in one of them called Press the Button, which was unbelievably fun. That was
very fun game.
The two or three rounds we played of that was one of the highlights of the whole weekend for me, just because it devolves into screaming and accusations, and it's like werewolf but a little more naughty, I guess.
And it's one of the only games that is 10 player, right? I believe Jackbox is usually 7 or 8 max, but that one was 10, which was cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and by naughty, I don't mean salacious. I mean you can set people up to fail and hack people's phones.
Mischievous.
It's mischievous. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, mischievous.
It's a social deduction game with with the ability to fuck with the people that are deceiving you along the way. That was very fun. I had a lot of fun playing that one.
It was really fun, the amount of jokes that people were making at Arnie of why he's making us do this. Can't he leave work at the office? That's fun to have.
We also played a game he created called Trivia Murder Party 2,
Oh, yeah. And it's a fun game.
So he created it. And as we're playing, I'm like, do you know all these answers? And he's like, no. And then he was in the lead the entire game. I think at the very end, he lost.
It looked so bad. Talk about optics.
Yeah, it looked really bad where it's like, Arnie,
there were several rounds with like, what, 8 people playing where he was the only one to get the trivia answer right? Mm. And he's like, oh, damn it.
You could tell he was like upset he was getting him right.
Which leads me to my big apology.
Uh-oh, here we go.
JPC.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
Never could have thought that would be coming.
You know me so well.
Is this going to be
answered
sarcastic?
Something for me for a Jackbox game. Pretending to be me. And when the answers were read aloud, I was so delighted by your answer. What Erin wanted to be when she grew up, an American Girl doll.
Oh,
I screamed in delight, pointed to the screen, and I said, who wrote that? I love that, which is the opposite of what you're supposed to do in that game. Because
The whole game is to make it seem like you wrote it. Yeah. And when you said, American Girl doll, I love that, someone else said, well, she didn't write that one. And I said, okay, well, goodbye all the points in this round.
That was me. I was going to vote for that, and then I did not.
I'm halfway through my apology letter. I saw you were crestfallen, and I may have stolen the game from you. I'm sorry. That should have won. Kindest regards, Erin Keefe.
Oh,
Erin, I truly would not have won even with that answer, but I probably wouldn't got dead last place, which is what I ended up in that game. Absolutely dead last place.
Great, because I thought you were going to go, fuck you, I don't forgive you. I'll never get those points back.
I'll also say, I'm not going to go into detail because that's not my place, but there was during that, I can't remember what game it was, where it's like you tell one truth and one lie and people have to suss out. I think it was a later round of that same game, maybe. JPC very funny truth and lie.
Let's just say JPC won forever that game.
And I was crying laughing very hard at what he put. It was very funny.
Can I say, so there was another game that we played that was one of my favorites. I really do like this game.
Yeah.
And it's Where Words.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which is a lot like the game Werewolf. I highly recommend to people, if you haven't checked out Where Words, check out Where Words.
And 100% play it with the app.
Yes, I think you kind of have to.
Ideally an iPad, yeah.
But with Where Words, I think you basically can't play the game without the app.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's like an app game. But with Where Words, it's like Werewolf, where there's a seer and some werewolves and townspeople, except instead of like trying to like murder everyone, you as a group are, and there's a mayor, you as a group are trying to guess a word that the mayor has selected like on the app. And we played a round of this game where the word...
This might be my... I'm sorry. Just to chime in real quick. This might be the number one best moment from the entire weekend. Continue.
I was baffled by this moment because the word was wanton. Like W-A-N-T-O-N. Wanton. And there was two werewolves in the game. One mayor and one seer. The seer is the one who's trying to guide everyone towards what this is. Well, the two werewolves saw the word, recognized it as wanton.
I was one of the werewolves.
Adel was one of the werewolves. The mayor and the seer, the two people who know the word and are trying to guide you towards the word, saw the word as wonton, the Chinese dumpling, and proceeded to give
clues.
Truly
a car accident.
And the whole game is people ask yes or no questions, and the mayor answers yes or no. And so someone was like, is it a food? And the mayor said yes. And Adol, as the werewolf of the game, who knew what the word was like, what the fuck is going on? That's not a food at all. And so the werewolves were so confused as the rest of us. And finally, with like 2 seconds to spare, someone got wonton. And they were like, that's it. You got it. And then the game ended and Adel said, no, it's not. That's
yeah,
not
they're like,
is.
You got the word. And I'm like, no. Scott and I saw wonton. And immediately when you said it's a food, we were like, uh-oh. But all the villagers guessed. All the villagers guessed the word the mayor was trying to get them to guess. So they're like, we won because of that. And I'm like, no. The word was wanton.
It was very hard.
Incredible.
There was also a round of that game where I forgot to look at what my card was, and my card was the seer. So I was the one who was supposed to be guiding everyone towards the answer. And I just happened to be guessing really good guesses that round. And someone was like, all of my guesses came back yes. And someone was like, you're obviously the seer. And I was like, I am, but I didn't know that when I was guessing.
Isn't that amazing?
I didn't know what the word was. I was just doing a good job guessing.
I think I could be wrong, but I think the same two people who thought it was wanton based on wanton, I think those same two people during a round of just one saw the card.
That was such a train wreck. That little corner is Brett and Rob. It's Brett and Rob.
And Pat, I think.
It's Pat.
And so we held up a card and just won, and the word was desert, and they both wrote down, like, chocolate ice cream and cheesecake or whatever, and then they were like conferring with each other and they're like, wait, is that right? And they had like a whole discussion, and so it was just,
and then that's not even the worst thing they did.
It was a train wreck.
Is hilarious. Rob went up to go to the bathroom, the word was ice.
Yeah.
And then Rob asked Brett what the word was, and
when
he said cube. When he got back in the bathroom, and Brett was like, cube. Because Brett was thinking cube from Ice Cube. And then so Rob did one from cube. And we were like, what the fuck is going on with your answer, Rob?
Unbelievable.
And then I wrote cube. And he was like, you're a cheater. You can't do that. You can't just write the word. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, man?
You just
went to the bathroom and now you're acting like a lunatic.
So this game, Just One, is another very fun game where everyone's writing down words and they're trying not to match. And the person who's trying to guess the word has a card with 1 through 5 on it, 5 different words. They're holding up this card. They say item number 3. And then you all write a word that's close to that word, but it is not that word. And then if anyone matches, you get out, and they only have the remaining words left to try to guess what the word in between all those words are. It's a very fun game. The very first round that we played, there were two words on the card, and I must have just given it a casual glance, but what was there was baby, and what I thought the word was cake. So I wrote boss, which technically works for both. And so I was like, it worked. It ended up working. But I was like, at the end of it, I was looking at everyone's things that they had written down. And I was like, why do half of these not make any fucking sense for cake? Someone had carrot. And I was like, okay, yeah, that works for cake.
Now we're talking.
But someone else had like formula. And I was like, cake formula? What the fuck are we talking about?
For babies?
Adel.
Yes.
This might have... So actually, from now on, even if... there's enough like slots in the game for a bunch of people to play and play by themselves, I would like for Adel to just be on my team, because you were on my team twice this weekend, and that was like my favorite part of anything. So what is the game, the characters where you draft and they go around and it's like
Magical Athlete.
Magical Athlete. Obsessed. It's
so
such
good.
I had the best time playing it. And Adel and I were on a team for that together, and it was a blast. And then we also did trivia, and being your trivia partner was really, really fun.
It was a blast. And there was, our friend Pat Earls, he created like almost like a 2-hour pub trivia, like legit pub trivia questions. He created it with our other friend TJ Jagodowski. And it was 3 teams, 4 teams, 4 teams. And Aaron and I were on team. We started off doing kind of, we were a little bit behind. And then I turned over the next sheet of the pub trivia, and it was all Broadway plays. And I grabbed Aaron up off her chair. And I danced her into the kitchen, jumping up and down, singing a song or screaming. And then she was like, what's going on? What's
it's
going
like
on?
It's like the part in Mary Poppins where the dad gets a soul again and then starts dancing around
with the maid.
But I was
like, Aaron, we made it. And we came back to the table and I turned it over and it was Broadway. And she like was like, ah! And gave a little scream.
Well, because I also thought that the piece of paper was like, stand up, do a dance around the kitchen. Like, I thought that was part of the game. And I was like, oh, we're celebrating. I see.
The other game I will say, the third game that I think was really fun, that I don't think the two of you played, was an outdoor game called Mulkey.
Oh,
the one that Scott bring? Wrong?
Yeah, that was super fun.
Yes. That looked really fun.
Yeah.
And Arnie said that he enjoyed it so much that he's going to buy it. So
Arnie won, so that makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah. I have another question for the two of you. Now, this one, I'm changing things up. I'm actually going into the Discord and I'm grabbing a question.
Yes, please.
Love it.
This one comes from Loki Burb. Loki Burb says, if you could explode into a swarm of winged creatures a la Dracula, what creature would you pick? Interesting that they said winged, because you know how Dracula just turns into a bunch of bats and flies away?
Yes, yeah.
I'm like, interesting that they say winged, because
100%,
that does narrow it down.
100% I'm going ostrich.
Okay. If I could,
hold on. Close your eyes. Picture me standing at a doorway with a suitcase, and I'm like, see y'all later. And then there's a puff of smoke, and suddenly there's 50 ostriches. Like, it's way too much bird for the size I am.
Yeah.
And suddenly they're just running in all directions. And there's like, they're like slamming into each other and breaking each other's necks and falling down. Like a lot of them die. Let's
be
honest.
That's correct.
Let's be honest.
Correct.
At most, you're one and a half ostriches.
No, there's 50.
But there's 50?
There's 50.
That's dangerous.
And again, most of them die. And then when I reconstitute, there was like 22 left and they reconstitute. I'm 2 inches shorter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
That means it's going to be real dangerous doing this bit.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah. No, one said you had to do that.
No, Lokiberg said I had to.
I do like ostriches because you could never do that at home. Your house would be fucked. You have to only do it in bad places.
In huge, huge outdoor places.
Yeah. When I need to change, I'm like, do you have like a abandoned garage or like a huge shed or something?
A open field.
An empty pool I could use.
I do also like that. I think that you have to reconstitute. So to get all those ostriches back together again would be... What a task.
I'm Googling animals with wings because I feel like I'm forgetting some of the best ones.
I mean, penguins are great.
My first
are great.
Instinct was owls. Because I think that would be kind of spooky.
Ooh, that's
and
great
cool.
One. Aaron, I love that for you.
I do also like it if it's penguins, how, you know, if it's like Dracula, they like burst like from the head. They, you know, they're just in the center of Dracula, right?
Yeah.
When they burst out. And if it's penguins, they do that same thing, but they all fall.
Yeah, they can't fly.
There's a pile of penguins on
the ground. They slide on their stomachs away.
Well, I think same with ostriches, right? Are they flightless?
Maybe
for short distances they can...
I think an ostrich might be even tall enough that it could just hit the ground immediately, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a penguin's small enough that it's going to fall maybe like a foot and a half. It's just kind of thunk.
My answers aren't funny, but I think like hummingbirds, the amount of anxiety I have in my body at any given moment, it feels like there's a million hummingbirds inside.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then also they're like kind of cute. So like if I do that, if I'm like, I don't want to be at a party anymore and I become 100 hummingbirds, people will be like, oh, you don't see these that often. People would be happy, I think.
Love it.
I would, of course, I'm going to do bees because I feel like bees is the one where people would want to get away from it too. Like, nobody wants to get stung by like a million bees, right? But I would also do it because since bees I feel like are small enough that I could pretty easily reconstitute, I would do the bit where I'm like out at a place or at a restaurant or something. And I order something off the menu, and I take a bite, and I flag the waiter, and I say,
Wait, before you, I want to really set the scene of this.
Okay.
Can you say something like, if you're in porn, it doesn't mean you're automatically a porn star? Like, you a dinner before the waiter comes over.
Well, no, the important part here is that I'm playing like a character where I'm like very nervous, because I take a bite of something, and the waiter comes, and I flag the waiter over and say, was there tree nuts in this? And they're like, I don't think so. And then I turn into 1,000 bees. I just split apart into 1,000 bees. I'm like, I have a tree nut allergy. This is what it does to me.
Or you could go, oh my God, so-and-so, I have really important news. You have to. And then you turn into 1,000 bees. Terrifying.
Or the other thing that I would love to do is I'm trying to think of what winged animal would like shit the worst. Because
Why do you want to know?
I'd absolutely love
pigeons.
To go. I'd love to go to like the RNC or like CPAC or like Davos and just like walk into the middle of the room and then turn into 1,000 pigeons and just shit everywhere and then just reconstitute myself.
Adel,
that
your ostrich
cool.
thing would work pretty well there too, I think.
Oh yeah, a lot of kicks to the chest.
Here's my thing though. You do it at like, you know, you do it at maybe like CPAC or something like that. There's gonna be a lot of people, a lot of armed people there shooting ostriches.
Yeah, well, there's 50.
And you're gonna reconstitute and you're like, yikes.
And CPAC is for people who snore, right?
Yeah, it's a breathing convention.
Adel, you said pigeon, and then I went, well, that's what I actually would be. You said it and I went, that rings truer.
Well, if they're Aaron pigeons, they're squabs.
If they're Aaron pigeons.
Because they're elevated. They're not normal pigeons,
no.
They're squabs.
If they're Aaron pigeons, they die from being too cold because they they landed on the ground and then they didn't fly away fast enough. They're Aaron pigeons.
I love that Aaron's pigeons are squabs because most people would just do the CGI pigeons because it's fucking cheaper. But to do the real practical effect of having Aaron turn into squabs, that is what Hollywood needs right now.
100%. So, JPC, you basically are Candyman. Because I think he turns into bees. And isn't there a guy in The Mummy who turns into like scarabs? Like he dissolves into like a thousand scarabs or something?
Maybe.
Like
yeah.
moths.
Or like no, you're thinking of the guy in the scarab that turns into a thousand mummies.
That's what it is.
Mothers.
Tiny
mothers.
Mummies.
Mothers.
We have, hold on. We have to write a kid's book called The Tiny Mummy.
Oh, is it a mummy going to his first day of school?
It's a mummy and he sleeps in a spoon inside a bowl of cereal.
Oh my God.
And he travels with his,
no.
He finds a kid and he travels
with him. He's getting soggy. He's getting soggy as hell.
I love
a mummy and milk? Come on.
Okay, well, that idea, let me cross this off the list of...
Good.
JPC kills dreams. He's a
just
dream
move
killer.
It to the list of bad ideas. I don't care what you do with it. Mummy and milk.
Unbelievable.
Fucking fully dusty-ass milk. All right, here we go.
Yes.
Your fellow castmates are dropped... This is from Ligotti. Your fellow castmates are dropped into the lead role of a movie. The circumstances they face are real. What movie do you want to see them in that you think they're actually equipped to handle?
This is good, but it's tough because now I have to go through all of cinema history.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to put you in danger, so I'm never going to put you in an action movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't want to put them in danger. Scratches off first idea, scratches off second idea, scratches off third idea, scratches off fourth idea.
I think my answer for both of you is the same. And I think
Free Solo.
27 hours. cut off your own arm. I feel like this is without me thinking too hard about it, because otherwise I'll break. I feel like for both of you, it's Ocean's 11.
Oh.
Such a good answer.
Because I think you'd have fun, like, dressing up and playing characters and, like, bamboozling Andy Garcia and, like, being a part of a team.
Adel, well, for my answer for you is very similar, Adel, in that I think I would put you in The Game.
Ooh.
As Michael Douglas.
That is phenomenal. That's one of my favorite movies. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And Aaron, for you, I'm trying to think of, like, I would love to throw you into a romantic comedy, but I'm trying to think of which romantic comedy that I kind of want to put you in, because it was playing in the background this weekend, and you mentioned how much you didn't like it, so I kind of want to put you into Ghost of Girlfriend's Past.
That started nice.
I think it would be very funny to be like, you like, Matthew McConaughey, his romantic comedies are trash, and be like, good, you're in Sahara now.
And I'm like, no, I have to fall in love with Matthew McConaughey.
Hold on, The other answer I have is to put JPC in Funny Games, because I feel like that perfectly encapsulates his chaos.
What is a movie where like a ragtag group of kids try to like raise
Goonies.
Money to like keep their theater alive from like an evil corporation that's trying to
that is no movie.
Steal it? I feel like there's a movie like that.
Is that not the plot of like Breakin'?
Yeah, something
or
like
Breaking
that.
2, maybe? I don't remember.
But anyways, JPC would be the evil corporation in that.
Yeah, okay. But someone is the villain. Interesting.
And then Adel would be the ragtag group of kids. No,
ooh.
Let's see. I think... Oh, man.
Now, Aaron, it's just a lighthearted, kind of like fun comedy joke question.
Aaron, just put JPC, put both of us into Fever Pitch.
No, I have you,
and
like,
let's call
I keep
it a
going,
day.
Like, put you guys in Step Up, Save the Last Dance. Like, any dancing movie,
yeah.
I think would be really funny.
You know where I would love to go? If I could pick for myself, which I know is not the game, I would do Scar from the Lion King. I would love to be Scar from the Lion King. But guess what? I wouldn't let some punk-ass Simba fuck with me. Run away, Simba, run away. Snap. He turns around, I snap his little Simba neck. I'm the king.
You also
nobody fucks with Scar. Scar wins, Scar wins, Scar wins.
You also would have slowly let Mufasa fall over the course of like 9 hours.
Yeah.
Like,
I snap his little Simba neck. Scar wins. Scar. And you're mad at me that I made you the evil corporation trying to take away that kid's theater?
Sure, mad. That's what I am.
Not feeling seen. you know what? I think I'd put you both as Tom Hanks' character in A League of Their Own. I think you guys being softened by a bunch of ladies. You're both a great coach. You're great motivators.
We both take 5-minute pees.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen that movie, so I'd be happy to play a Tom Hanks role, I guess.
I think there's a TV show version of it coming out soon, so now would be maybe a good time to watch it. I loved it growing up.
Oh, okay.
The cast for the TV show is wild.
Yeah,
it's
stacked.
It's stacked, yeah.
That's a great... These have been, like, phenomenal questions so far, everybody.
All right,
well done.
Well, let's see if we can keep it going with this one. So you have one use of a very weird time machine. I'm sorry, this one's from Court Jester. Thank you, Court Jester. You have one use of a very weird time machine.
Yes.
The only change you can make is to remove one frivolous thing that bugs you personally from the time stream. What would you make never have been invented? Court Jester's example is ranch dressing. I hate it, and it's on so many things that otherwise sound delicious. Objectively, wrong. What a waste. But I think that's the whole point, is you get to remove something that you personally don't like from everyone's experience.
I'm going to go first, and I know this is going to be a little controversial, but I would go back and remove racism.
Okay.
And I would remove men.
So,
bloop, you're gone.
Adel and Aaron think men and racism are one frivolous thing that bugs you personally.
I said what I said.
Why don't you talk about how you personally are affected so much by racism?
And how frivolous it is.
Okay. Yeah. Here's
what I'll say. Honest answer, without overthinking it, because there are better answers, but I don't want to spend too long. I'm going to say black licorice. I feel like black licorice is gross.
Yeah.
That flavor, I think it's like a star anise flavor as well. It's just the worst flavor. It's unbelievably bad. A lot of grandparents have black licorice candy that they love. So I don't know if it was like a Depression era treat, but I feel like that is the grossest taste you can ever imagine.
I think so too. I mean, that's a great answer. My gut was going with like a candy like that, like a candy corn or something that would just be like removed
Bitto
forever.
Honey or something, or circus peanuts.
Pixie sticks too. Like, it's like, oh God. But since I was like, those don't really bother me that much because as an adult, you really don't need to experience pixie sticks. So I was trying to think of something else that
NFTs?
Has... Oh my God. Just get rid of cryptocurrency. Yeah.
I was going to say cars. I think we should all be walking places. Like if you have to go really far, Disney get on an airplane or get on a train if you need to go far. I think it should be only walking cities. That's why people in Europe are so happy, everybody. I hate cars.
I do think that cars, I mean, while a good answer, I feel like is maybe a little overstepping on a frivolous thing that personally bugs you.
I think it's awfully frivolous. I think it happens to be frivolous.
It is kind of the one thing that our entire society is built on.
Okay, JPC, mayo.
Judging I'm by the kidding, fact that like gas prices go up and then everyone for the first time is like, what the fuck is going on in the world?
Cottage cheese.
It
grosses me out to watch people watch it.
I love cottage cheese.
Watch it.
Eat it.
First of all, Aaron, I put on cottage cheese in the background just because I thought that was like a fun new. It's like a log burning in a fireplace.
It is not a neutral viewing experience, and you're weird.
Man eating cottage cheese 10-hour loop. I guess I'll just lose that bookmark.
It was also
Nick
you,
Offerman
weirdo.
Eating cottage cheese.
Yeah, but I didn't make it. It just happened to be starring me. It wasn't like it was my whole production. I was the executive producer, but I didn't direct.
And it's not a loop if it's just 10 hours straight, by the way.
Jake, you love cottage cheese, right?
I do love cottage cheese. And I
enjoy it.
I
enjoy it with French dressing.
I wouldn't know if it was gone, but I would be sad. I would be sad if it did have to leave.
It's tasty.
You wouldn't know, though.
But I wouldn't know. Oh, you know what? Here's the thing. I just had to pick something, and so this is what I pick. I pick the shoes that have room for your individual toes.
Oh,
those are weird.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
No thanks.
Those are gone. We never have to have anyone telling us about them. We never have to have anyone demonstrating how they can grip the ground even better than them. They're just gone, and we never have to worry about it again.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oh, wait. No.
Oh, they're gone.
I have one final answer.
Oh.
Can't get them back.
It is that sweater that Aaron wore last year.
Wow.
Sorry, next question.
Wow, denying everyone the joy of
that. I thought he was my teammate.
No.
New York to San Francisco. New York to San
Francisco.
Right.
When we were doing well, we kept just singing, New York to San Francisco, New York to San Francisco, New York to San Francisco. And then Aaron leaned over to me. I don't know if she was drunk or not. And she goes, we should take a flight from New York to San Francisco just for the story. New York to San Francisco.
Might have been drunk. Actually, don't remember. Could not have been. Sort of the same thing. Personality buzzes at the same frequency.
I have one that I really like, and we maybe have even talked about this on the show before, but it seems like a good last one to kind of end on. And it's, have you ever had any cringy online usernames?
We did talk about, I think we talked about our AOL names at some point.
Yeah, and I had some great ones. I would just make burner ones all the time. The best one was right after Ronald Reagan died. I had one that was Reagan got pwned, and I would talk to people with that one.
Oh my God, that's a good one.
I can't.
This is kind of cringy. I was Liberty 77.
That's cringy.
Which sounds like I was super patriotic or something. But I had like my fish was a red, white, and blue fish named Liberty, and so I'll name myself Liberty.
I also thank God I changed my name because it made me change my email address when I was like 20. But before that, you would have been able to email me at improvaholic.
No.
Grab that
computer.
Grab that bad boy when I was 15. Can you imagine what my life would be now if as a professional I had to be like, yeah, you can email me at improvaholic.
Well, thank God you never opened a theater.
I wonder why you just did not give a shit about improv at all by the time I met you when you were like 27. you had been hitting the improv too hard for too many years. The magic was gone.
Yeah, it's the same reason I was done smoking weed when I was like 15. I was like, come on, guys, we got to be onto something new at this point.
Snooze, boring, what's next?
Well, that one, I think that one was a good place to leave it. I'm sorry, did you say one that you had?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I'm so old that, you know, the computers were the size of full rooms when I was a kid.
Here's the one. I chose to share the ones that I feel comfortable sharing. I remember some way worse ones.
Oh, no.
Guess what? No one will ever know about.
Can I have one for my birthday in 2 years? It's just a little birthday card that says one of your shitty screen names on it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's way better than buying you something. I'll do that for sure. It's free. It's easy.
Yay!
Aaron, we have one more question. Uh-huh. And this one comes from JP SoFly in Discord. Who's that in Discord? JP SoFly. Doesn't matter. This one is, what's everyone's favorite freaking planet?
Neptune.
That's a good one.
Skidoosh.
Okay, Adel, do you want to answer? I guess Aaron only answers.
Oh, sorry.
No, Aaron. Let's go with Aaron's.
No, Adel, please. Adel, my brain is cobwebs because I had too much fun at your party.
My brain is cobwebs.
If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Refai or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mumbly Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, clue, crew.